We're going to talk graduation and awards here this half hour with Linda Bolivar and Rachel McKinley from Multicultural Leadership. They're going to be here in just a minute. Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Strauss. I'm the TV guy on the radio. You're listening to the voice of Central Illinois and the WJBC Midday Show. Glad to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon. We finally have the weekend weather we've been waiting for. We had a string of four Sundays in a row where it snowed, and we're already in the back half of April, so we're long overdue. I know the farmers are waiting patiently for the soil temperatures to increase so they can start planting, and that looks to be at least a couple of weeks away. I know the best case scenario that some of the analysts were talking about was May 1st. I have to wonder if we're going to get it done that early, but we're not in any sort of dangerous territory yet, but we're getting there. Days like this and the next two or three are certainly going to move us in the right direction. And as we go through the month of April, we get closer and closer to graduation. And there happens to be a graduation that's scheduled for a week from tomorrow, the Multicultural Leadership Graduation Class of 2018. We'll be celebrating that. And joining me here in the studio from MCLP is the Executive Director of the program, Linda Bolivar, and one of her interns, Rachel McKinley. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Good to see you again. And we had so many of your project teams in here, so I haven't seen a lot of you.
It's been a few months.
I've not met Rachel before, so why don't we just start with Rachel, since she's the new voice.
Sounds perfect.
On the segment. Rachel, you're an intern. You go to Illinois State University. How'd you wind up with the Multicultural Leadership Program?
One of the requirements for our graduation at Illinois State is that we have to hold an internship with a local business or organization, and I was lucky enough to get an internship at Multicultural Leadership
What's
Program.
What's your major?
English publishing.
And how do you go about getting into publishing these days?
It's not very easy.
It's not easy getting into anything these days.
No, very true. I really liked books, and I found that Illinois State actually had a publishing program, so I decided to give it a shot.
And what are some of the things you've been doing with MCLP?
I've been in charge of doing different Facebook posts and updating articles on the website.
Press releases.
I've done press releases. And also done some editing for various emails and events that have been going on.
And one of those events that's coming up is a week from tomorrow. It's MCLP graduation for the graduating class of 2018. And not only will you be recognizing your graduates, but also you have some awards that you'll be handing out as well.
We do. And just for any of your listeners who don't remember, the Multicultural Leadership Program is an 8-month intensive leadership development program. It runs from July through March of each year, and we usually have around 24 to 26 people. This year, 25 are graduating. And at our event, we like to recognize community leaders. And so the two community leaders that we're recognizing this year, one is an alum, and that is Emily Vigneri. She graduated from the program in 2013. She's very involved in the community. She is the president of our local League of Women Voters, which is one of the largest chapters of the League of Women Voters. She's served on the board of Crossroad Handcrafters, of Green Top Grocery. She is just very involved all around the community in leadership roles, so we're pleased to be able to honor her. And I will let Rachel tell you about Jackie Mace, because Rachel has been writing and editing articles about them all month.
So Jackie Mace is actually the founder of Autism McLean. She started that organization in 2002, and she has been very involved, and she's done research and spoken out against on various autism topics, and has sparked the founding of many organizations like Autism McLean. She's written resource books for families of children with autism, and she actually won the Communities of Excellence Award, which is through the FICC, and it recognizes only 5 communities in the U.S. per year. And in 2006, Autism McLean, along with Babyfold, Easter Seals, Smart First Autism Program, and ISU, created the McLean County Autism Plan.
How many graduates do you have
We have 25 graduating this year.
Is it always the same number?
It varies. We usually start the class between 24 and 26 people, and it's very intense. So some people make it through, some people don't. This year we started with 26, and we lost one person. Steve Stapleton moved to Missouri to be the director of a nursing program there. He was a nursing faculty member here. So I think if you have to lose someone from your leadership program, I think for a leadership promotion is a good reason to do it.
Where is the graduation ceremony? Is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. It is at the Illinois State University Bone Student Center Brown Ballroom. Tickets are $50 per person, and that includes a wonderful dinner. There's a social hour with appetizers. There's a great program, and then the celebration of the graduates, and dinner, of course. And in that program, we're going to have an Illinois Wesleyan alum, Charlene Carruthers, who's our keynote speaker. And she is a social justice activist who is really gaining national attention, and I'm super excited to hear her.
When you get done with graduation, and I know you've already started this,
right?
You're already recruiting for your next class.
Correct.
When does the next class year start, and how far along are you in getting the 24 or 25 members of the next class?
Right. Well, the next class will kick off on July 26th. That's a Thursday, and that will be a public orientation or public reception, and then the class has orientation. So we've been recruiting people. The applications are due on May 21st. For anyone who's interested in applying, but they want to learn more about it, they could either come to graduation, which is very inspiring, or they could come to a recruitment session we have coming up on May 10th. And information on all of those is at our website, which is bn-mclp.org, or they could call our office at 556-3651. So what happens is people have to apply online by May 21st, then we'll do interviews at the end of May, beginning of June, and then from there we'll select the team or the class, and then once they get picked, they will spend the beginning of the summer doing a lot of assessments. So we'll do a Myers-Briggs type inventory, strength finders, a leadership 360 so they can get feedback from peers, direct reports, etc. So there's never really a dull moment in our program. It's we finish one class and we're picking up with the next one.
And you're also working on which projects?
That's a great question. So you just had a series of project teams come and visit, and those were worked on from September through March. So those projects are done. But what we're doing right now is looking for local nonprofits who want to submit a proposal for next year's class. So any nonprofit that has a problem they want a new approach to, something they just don't have enough hours in the days to address, they can submit a project proposal by June 8th, and that application is online. And we have a team of volunteers that will select the five projects that seem best suited to being worked on from September to March. Then an interesting thing is those assessments I mentioned with the participants, we will use those to put the participants into the most diverse teams possible. So each team is going to get a group of leaders with very different skills and backgrounds to look at their challenge, and they will address that from September through March. So right now, any nonprofit that's in McLean County is welcome to apply for a project.
One of the things that the Multicultural Leadership Program does, and you touched on this, is there are nonprofits who don't have it in their budget
right.
to do some of the kind of projects that you offer to do through your project teams. And
right.
this is one of the beauties, and it's one of the community-oriented elements of MCLP, right?
Correct, yes. So our mission is to develop diverse leaders, and we want to make the world a better place. So the project teams that they work on, that gives them a way to help make the community better and to put the skills into place that they're learning in their classes. We call it sort of an incubator for learning to apply those skills that they're working on improving. But at the same time, we're helping the community. So for this is going to be our 10th class. For example, for anyone who doesn't remember, the class that just finished, the five projects were the Bloomington Public Library, Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation, Heartland Head Start, University of Illinois Food Forest, and the Western Avenue Community Center. So those are just five organizations locally that got to have a team working with them to solve a problem. And you mentioned budget. Budgets are tight for everyone. Any project that gets selected, we will match up to $750 of project expenses. So if an organization thinks, ooh, we have this we want to do, but it might be a bit pricey, we can help with matching expenses.
Very good. Now, Rachel has, you've got how many more weeks to go? You're a senior, right?
Yes. I have only about 2 weeks left.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes. It's a little terrifying, but it should be good.
Yeah, because you don't have a job lined up yet, right?
Exactly.
And that's where all the stress comes in.
Mm-hmm.
How are prospects looking?
I've applied to a couple different companies. I'm still very excited to hear back from some of them, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I remember that time.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out.
There you go.
Anything else?
I don't know. Just thanks for having us, and I really hope people who are interested in what they heard, check us out on bn-mclp.org, or our Facebook page is the Multicultural Leadership Institute, and we will post a link to this interview when we get it.
Linda Bolivar and Rachel McKinley from MCLP. We'll see you again next month.
That's right. Thank you.